Hi, this is Peter Kane from Lucid, talking with Neil Ian McDonald, who joins me on the phone. Neil Ian is going to be doing a very unusual trip next year, and Lucid are lending some PR support to his campaign to solo row across the Atlantic from New York to Stornoway. Good afternoon, Neil Ian.
Good afternoon, Peter.
There's a lot to talk about and look forward to in terms of the challenge that you've undertaken. What kind of things are you looking at the moment?
At the moment, it's very much trying to raise awareness about the project in general, get the message out about NY to SY, New York to Stornoway, which is what I'm calling the whole project, getting press coverage, any kind of media coverage online, and just really getting the word spread out there that this is happening, trying to educate people about what it entails and what it's about and what the whole aim is at the end of it as well. So at the moment, it's trying to get funding to actually fund the project. That's the primary aim, to actually pay for the boat, the logistics, and the equipment that comes with such a project, and coming up with a strategy as well for actually the months ahead, because it really just need to have a structure in place leading up to the actual day of departure, so we've got kind of aims and things that we'd like to have achieved by certain points, which is why I was very happy to take you guys on board the project with Lucid, because you obviously have the experience and the expertise in the area, because I certainly don't. I'm quite willing to put myself out there and put myself forward for the challenge and do that part of it, but you really need to kind of branch out and get people who have experience and a knowledge of actually how you go about doing this, because there's a lot going on out there and you've really got to sell yourself in a unique way to the media and to other people as well.
And there's a couple of unique elements to the challenge in particular, Neon, because with your other hat on, you're a BBC presenter and just recently presented for at the Belledrum Festival of the BBC Alba, if I'm right?
That's right, yeah, just back from a great weekend at Belledrum near Bewley there. I've been a regular punter over the years, so this is quite different to be actually there in a very professional capacity, but a great buzz and a great honour to presenting live coverage of the festival for the very first time, and that went out in BBC Alba. So we had two live programmes over the Friday and Saturday night. Lots going on behind the scenes, lots going on in front of the camera, lots of bands, and it was a really, really good event, and it's good to maybe get a distraction now and again from concentrating in NY to SY all the time.
Now, there are some unique elements about NY to SY as well, because it's a unique route that you're taking. Are we right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Atlantic Ocean has been rowed before. More often than not, it's rowed by pairs and teams. There's a more established route, a warmer route from the Canaries to the Caribbean, and a race runs there annually. So the Northern Atlantic is a bit more of a challenge, a bit more unpredictable. The climate's a bit colder. And also it's a longer distance usually. Most people go from Canada, maybe Newfoundland, to the Scilly Isles or the west coast of Ireland. I'm taking a different route, NY to SY, New York to Stornoway, where I live. Unique row, never been done before, never been done solo before. Only 10 people have actually crossed the North Atlantic solo, and more people have actually walked on the moon. So it really is a historic and a massive challenge, and one which I've not approached lightly. I rode across the Minch for a charity about 3 years ago, and it kind of put this seed in my mind, and I went away and thought about it, and found myself thinking about it and reading about it and researching about it all the time. So I'm of the mindset that you do or you don't, so I decided I was going to go for this, but only if I was ready and only if the very best preparation. So if I managed to get from New York to Stornoway, a distance of 3,400 miles, give or take a couple, I'd be the first person to do it, and it's really a really exciting project, quite a daunting one, but just as exciting at the same time.
And for those that don't know, the Minch from Stornoway across to Ullapool, how much of a distance is that?
That's a mere 46 miles. That's not a lot, really. It was 3 years ago, I made a big song and dance about it. I was raising money for the lifeboat here and also a local mental health charity. But to me then, you know, I'd crossed it many times on the ferry, just under 3 hours. But to row it was a big challenge then. But as hard as it was at the time, and I learnt an awful lot doing it, that's helped me a lot for this challenge. It really planted the seed in my head that I was just fascinated by the whole thing. And I also enjoyed the rowing. Whether I'll be saying that after 3 months of rowing, crossing the Atlantic, that might be different, but it's just something that planted in my head, and it was always nibbling away, and I think that I'd rather, you know, it's best to regret the things you do than the things you don't, and it's been nothing but a pleasure to be involved in it so far. You learn so much, meeting so many different people. I'm even enjoying the training, and that's pretty good for me, which is something, so it's really a really interesting, fascinating project to be involved in.
Now, you say it's expected to take you 3 months to actually do the voyage across to Stornoway. When are you hoping to set out?
Aiming to be ready to leave New York by the middle of May 2012. There's a weather window that you need to look out for up until the middle of June, probably, and you have to be ready to go within that weather window. You leave any later, you're really asking for problems, and I have to be quite disciplined with myself and say, if the weather just doesn't open up by the middle of June, that I really can't go. But over the years, you do get that weather window, so you really have to be ready to go. So if I leave at the end of May, I'd be hoping to be back in Stornoway, coming into Stornoway Harbour by probably the beginning of September, which would be just over 3 months. I'll have 100 days of food on board, and so that'll be the plan. And you, once you leave New York, you're trying to tie into the Gulf Stream. That'll help you along about a knot of current, but it's still a help. Using the westerlies, the southwesterlies, the prevailing winds to kind of push you along, and also a lot of rowing on a daily basis as well. So I'd be looking at probably just over 3 months would be a good crossing.
And I think there's a documentary crew have been shadowing you, and I think the hope is that that documentary will be aired on the BBC at some stage as well.
Absolutely. I've got a production company. I've been documenting my preparations, and we'll be doing that right up until the day I leave. Once I leave New York, I'll have a couple of cameras on board, and it'll be my responsibility to record what happens, not on a daily basis, because it won't be exciting on a daily basis, but certainly as events happen and how I'm feeling and how I'm reacting to the situations I find myself in, and trying to give people a taste of ocean rowing. It's becoming more popular, but to a lot of people, it's still a hard thing to get your head around rowing solo across the North Atlantic Ocean. And I want to kind of try and educate people about what goes into it, because I'm no different from anyone else. You know, anyone who wanted to do this could do this with the right preparation. And hopefully maybe if, you know, when I make it and the programme is shown on the BBC, that'll maybe inspire people to go and try something themselves. But it's good to have them along. It's good company at times, and hopefully the programme will do the whole kind of project justice.
Mm. Now you're working obviously to overcome the challenges of funding, and there's corporate and business interest in supporting the challenge. But what about the actual voyage itself and doing the rowing? What do you think will be most challenging about being at sea for 3 months?
There's a few things. I think the main one, and it's probably the question I get asked most often, is how are you going to cope on your own at sea in a boat for 3 months on your own? It's a question I can't answer until I come back. There are many questions like that that hopefully I'll have the answers for at the end of September next year. It's something that fascinates me, but I'm certainly not going out there for that sole reason. I think it's a very dangerous reason to go out. It's almost that dream philosophy. But I'm quite comfortable in my own company, and I've often travelled on my own. But I think the mental element, there's a huge physical element to it, but it's not the biggest. The mental approach to it is the biggest. You have to realise that you're out there day after day rowing for 3 months. Help is not going to be just at the click of a finger. You know, if I need to call for help for any reason, it'll be a few days away. So you have to have that in your head. And also the whole kind of, people say there's nothing to see. There's lots to see. There's a lot of sky. There's a lot of sea. The horizon is ever changing. But that can be inspiring, but also very, very overwhelming. So I have to be prepared for that, and also just learn techniques of realizing that, you know, every storm does pass, and the hard times are only going to last for a very short time. But be prepared for them. They are part of the journey. It's not all just good times. There's going to be some pretty dark moments out there, I think. And how I deal with them, well, hopefully I'll be as best prepared as I can. But it's part of the reason for doing this is to raise money for Scottish Association for Mental Health. They do a lot of valuable work all over Scotland in all different communities. And my own background with my own troubles with my own mental health in the past will be a real test for me. And I really hope that with what I've learned and my own recovery, and I can really prove to people who are maybe struggling at the moment or just can't find any kind of hope in their situation, that they can see that there is a way through and that I am exactly the same as them. And I will struggle. There'll be times I probably want to give in. There'll be times I want to just call for help. But I've really got to fight through those times. And rowing home back to Stornoway will be a massive kind of help, I think, as well.
Yeah, I was interested to hear you say, I think one of the reasons why you wanted to do it from New York to Stornoway was the idea that that you were aiming for home, that you were rowing towards home. It might be more of an encouragement in doing the journey anyway.
I think so. I think it's going to be a huge pool. There's not going to be a lot out there to kind of hang on to, you know, in the dark times. The, you know, thoughts of home. home, friends, that kind of stuff. Also myself, will to actually get through the project and finish what I've committed to do, which I will see it through and do my very best for it. But also the thought of rowing back to Stornoway. I've tried to imagine it several times. I live just on the harbour here. My window of my bedroom looks out over the harbour, and I'm trying to imagine what it'll feel like coming in without getting too far ahead of myself. And I just can't. So I'm approaching it on a daily basis. The first thing is to get the corporate sponsorship to pay for the boat and the project, and what's a unique and exciting project that's going to capture, I think, the imagination on both sides of the Atlantic. Then actually leave New York, take each day as it comes, and then hopefully arrive back in Stornoway. I'll be ecstatic. How can you describe how you'd feel coming home to your friends and family and your home after 3 months alone at sea? I'm sure it'll be quite something.
I'm sure it will be. Now, for anyone hoping to get more information, I think you've got a website and a Facebook page as well. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been using the internet as much as we can to kind of spread the word all over the world. We've had a lot of interest from various parts of the world. I've been quite surprised. South America, Russia, Asia, Africa even. I've had lots of hits all over. So the website's a fantastic facility to find out about myself, the project, the boat, the actual challenge, and also what opportunities there are for, you know, become involved in this, and also for media, anyone wants to kind of find out more about it. That's ny2sy.co.uk. It's the number 2, so ny2sy.co.uk. Lots of information there, and also I'm trying to keep up a blog as regularly as possible about what I'm up to as well. And apart from that, Facebook, if you put ny2sy, Solo North Atlantic Row, again, that's a more immediate kind of way of spreading news about things, and hearing from people who are sending messages of support, which I've been overwhelmed with. A lot of people are worried about me. I include myself in that. But at the same time, a lot of people are really kind of see the imagination behind this project, and are getting behind it. And that's a fantastic thing to have.
That's great. Now, I think also on your website, there's details of how to follow you on Twitter, and the fact that Runrig, the famous Scottish band, have also been supporting the challenge. And it seems that a lot of people really are behind you and behind the challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been quite surprised and overwhelmed and hugely touched as well by the amount of support I've had from people. The Runrig thing was a fantastic thing. I've been a huge fan of the band for many, many years since a young boy, and I approached them and I wasn't sure what they could maybe do, and they couldn't be more helpful in what they did, give me exposure and also raising sponsorship to put towards the actual payment of the project. And that continues now through their fans, who have been constantly in touch, and it's great to have that. And Runrig has such a fantastic network in Europe and also worldwide, because their music has spread so far. So things like that are great, but there's still a lot more work to do. But I think the project is so unique, and it's historic, you know, and it's got such longevity as well in the run-up to it, and also the 3 months at sea. And there's been lots of interest from media with regard to covering it in various different ways. And I'm really excited about it. So I'd love to get the logistics and the fundraising for the actual project out of the way, and then actually focus on the training, doing the row, and raising the money that I want to do for my chosen charity, the Scottish Association for Mental Health.
Excellent. Well, Neil, we wish you luck with that, and we hope to be taking that forward with you as we come in the next few months, although we're very glad not to have to do the actual physical training with you.
Well, as I say, I'm quite prepared to do that, but it's great to have Lucid involved in this, and I look forward to the future, and it's going to be exciting, and I look forward to us all having a dram at the end of it as well.
A huge dram. Okay, thanks very much, and we'll speak to you again.
Thanks, Peter. Thank you.